does it apply? How does it change? Management. Also, emotional intelligence, like you guys said. To be a good manager, you got to be receptive. You got to look at verbal communication and be able to understand what's going on. Emotional communication. Why is somebody looking away when I'm not talking to them? Why they look upset? They're kind of flushed. Nonverbal communication. You got to pick up on that. That's part of management. And of course, technically, how do I organize it? Who goes where? How do I check it? You know, the processes. You got to know all that. It's part of management. Technical skills. Keeping up with education. What does IT technology tell me? What are the latest marketing strategies that can help us? What are the media? All that stuff goes into that bin.
The third piece,
leadership.
Because it's great to be a great manager,
but then how do you motivate? How do you stimulate? How do you take this group of people, and it could be two, it could be 20, it could be 20,000, and say, listen, folks, why are we here? To collect the paycheck? To make me feel like I'm a manager? Pay the bills? No. We're here because of a mission. And granted, we'd be a shoe manufacturer, or it could be NASA. You have to have the same thing. Because otherwise, you're going to get shoes that come unglued, or not enough shoes, or the wrong color shoes, or the right one. That's what you're going to get. You're going to be mediocre. And that takes to leadership.